Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest, Allie Pekin, and good morning to you, Allie.
Good morning.
Allie, you're planning a really special event called Ladies Night Out Vendor Fair. When and where?
I am. We are super excited about it. It is this Saturday, November 11th, and it's going to be at the venue downtown, which is 307 Walnut Street in Atlantic, and the time is 5 to 8 p.m.
Come on out. You have a lot of things planned. And Ladies Night Out, to me, that says it says maybe a little food. It certainly says shopping. It says visiting, a whole lot of things going on. And in this case, it's for a really good purpose. Let's talk about why you put this together. What's the reason?
It is. So for those of you that don't know, I am the wife of Sergeant Dustin Pekin. And so Dustin's been on the department for about 10 years. And so law enforcement is obviously very close to my heart. I also, with that, wanted, for a while, I've been thinking about just coming up with something fun for ladies to do in Atlantic. I think Atlantic's in a wonderful community, but sometimes I feel like maybe it lacks a little bit, some of that kind of fun nightlife. If you're not somebody that wants to go and just sit at a bar and belly up, you, especially us ladies, as busy mamas, we need a little time away from the kiddos. It makes us better wives and better mamas. So I thought, what better way than to combine a fun event for ladies to do on a Saturday night, as well as support law enforcement and something that they do that's really great that gives back to the community.
The price of one,
you
for
bet.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you're supporting the officers of various things. And what groups are involved here? Who's going to be doing the shopping with the kids?
The shop with a cop. So the Atlantic Police Department does it. The Cass County Sheriff's Department participates. Oftentimes, the Department of Natural Resources officers help, as well as state troopers. So there's usually quite a few mix of law enforcement officers that help out with that because there is such a large amount of kids, usually about 25 to 45 kids that they shop with.
That has to be talk about moms and kids.
Yeah.
all of these folks, there may be some women involved with that, but a lot of the men going, they maybe aren't quite used to this.
So. Luckily, a lot of them are daddies. So
yeah,
that helps.
There's good. Yes, you bet. So when they go shopping, what kinds of things can they buy? Do they shop for other people as
they
well?
They do, yeah. So it's really wonderful. It's not something where they get, $200 and they spend it all on toys. So they do have to buy clothes for themselves or for their siblings if they need socks or shirts or essentials like that. They have a certain amount of money that they spend on clothing. They have a certain amount of money that they spend on toys or one toy or a couple that they want. And then they have to buy something for their mom and dad, which is really sweet, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a learning situation all around, I think, both for the cops, the adults, as well as the kids. I'm thinking those dads and others come home going, oh, my goodness, this is the experience. And I'm sure they could almost write a book about the experiences they have.
They could. One situation that Chief Erickson was telling me about was there was a little guy about 8 years old, and he spent all of the money, and this just makes my heart melt. He spent all of his money on his two siblings and his mom and dad, and they got all done. And the officer asked him, said, you didn't buy one single thing for yourself. And he said, no, I didn't. I want to buy everything for my siblings and my mom and dad because I can. And he normally could never do that because he obviously, as an 8-year-old, wouldn't have funds to do that.
Right.
So that officer then gave him $100 of his personal money and said, you need to go buy yourself some things.
Wow.
So that's really precious.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And he was, I'm sure he was having a really good feeling about that.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
So really great. And you said up to 45 kids might be shopping?
Yes, just depending on the need.
Yes.
Yep, depending on the need, they've had anywhere from 25 to 45. So that's a lot of children that get provided a great Christmas.
And how do you get those kids' names? Or, how do kids get selected to be a part of this?
I believe that it is you can nominate or they can apply for it. So it can be either or.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other thing I'm sure you're going to be having. There will be information out about that.
Yep.
Because your job here is your idea is to get this the Ladies Night Out Vendor Fair, and as you said, that's going to be held at the venue, and the location is
307 Walnut Street.
It's a new place.
It is.
It's
yeah.
a new venue. And so if you haven't been there, this will be a good
yes,
time.
Yes, it's beautiful. They did a wonderful job when they remodeled it. The floors are, I believe they're original and they refinished it. So that's really cool, though, like nice character. And it's a great, great resource for Atlantic for, you know, all different mm-hmm. kinds of things that you can hold there.
Exactly. So that check that out. That's one of the
yes.
things that you can do on Ladies Night Out. But also, I think there's a little bit of food.
There certainly is. What would be a ladies' night without food and maybe a little drink? So the downtowner, Miss Carol, so generously, I approached her and she said, you know what? You're not paying me a dime and I'm donating all of appetizers for it. So they will be serving appetizers.
Great. And the bar will be open and there's some
beer
tasting.
Yep. Cave Creek Brewing Company is going to provide beer samples. We'll have Danish Winery that's going to have wine samples and then be selling their wine as well. So, and then also just a mixture of pretty much a very wide variety of vendors. We've got 6 different clothing boutiques, including plus sizes, which is great. We've got jewelry, we've got makeup, we've got rustic decor, we've got gluten-free food, we've got you name it, we probably have it. So,
as I look down the list, I found several there that I'm going, oh, this is going to be interesting. I've never heard, for instance, just and it's maybe not fair to pick one out, but I'm going to do that anyhow. Agnes and Dora.
Yeah, so that's a fun company that's clothing, and it's kind of it's similar to LuLaRoe in that sense that it's the patterns and that nice, soft, comfy fabrics and leggings and cute cardigans and dresses, and so they've got some cute stuff.
Yeah. So this will be a new experience in terms of seeing some of those kinds
yes.
of things. That
great time to get some Christmas shopping done.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's maybe like the kids. You can buy something for yourself, but then buy something for somebody
exactly.
else, too.
And supporting a great cause.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. So now, there is no fee to get into this. How are you making the money?
Well, I'm hoping to make the money for Shop with a Cop. We will have door prizes, and those door prizes are provided by those vendors, generously. And we will be selling raffle tickets for those door prizes. So when you walk in, they'll be to your right-hand side of the venue there, and we'll have them on display so you can see everything that's up for possible win. And we'll be selling raffle tickets. The raffle will be at 8 p.m., and you do not have to be present to win. There'll be 5 tickets for $5 or 10 tickets for $8. So the more you buy, the cheaper they are.
Yep, 5 for 5 or 10 for 8.
Yes.
Yeah, and folks, remember the reason for this is so you can be really generous in buying up those raffle
absolutely.
Tickets.
Absolutely. 100% proceeds. Yeah. Go to Shop with Cop. We're not taking a dime.
Okay.
As well as Miss Sonia Smith, massage therapist, will be providing chair massages for $1 a minute. And she is donating 100% of her time and all of those proceeds. So you can pay for 10 minutes. You can pay for 20 minutes. You can do whatever you want. So she's generously going to have her chair there and be doing little massages for people.
And thinking about this season, I mean, we're before Thanksgiving here, but I know some people just get really stressed out as we get into the
they
season.
They do, yeah.
So a massage might be a good way to start it all out, right?
Us ladies deserve a little massage. We work hard.
Yeah. So just a whole lot of fun, it seems like to me, Allie, that again, the sociability, seeing folks, visiting with folks,
definitely.
As well as the shopping and all those kinds of things, and seeing the venue. And then, of course, doing it for something good.
It's a win-win.
It
you come
is.
And shop, get pampered a little bit, and give back to the community. So.
Oh, what a great idea, Allie.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And, again, we want lots of people to come and just participate in this and have a really great time.
Yes.
And I'm sure later, be sure to watch the news, listen to the news, because I know we're going to be hearing more about Shop with a Cop in terms of getting kids in there and how they're working that, and probably some pictures in the newspaper.
Yes.
And
it's nice that
you
put that up.
Allie, you could take one. We could even put it on our website.
There you go.
So just to remind folks that are listening right now, if you know folks who have missed our visit, you can turn into the KJN website, kjn.com, and hear this program almost any time you want to listen to it. So and share it with other people, right?
Yeah, we hope to see everybody Saturday night.
What time?
5 to 8 p.m.
And where?
The venue, downtown Atlantic at 307 Walnut Street.
Okay, that's Ladies Night Out. Something new and something fun and something worthwhile in Atlantic. Thanks so much, Allie Pekin.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, here's a thought. Infuse your life with action. Don't wait for it to happen. Make it happen.